Now, 9:10 on this Thursday morning. It is November 7th. It is the first Thursday of the month. That means we are visited by our mayor, the Honorable Mayor Hillary Adams, Mayor of Mountain Home. Heather Loftus has joined me. She's got some burning questions to ask the mayor today, and it's always good to see you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm a little bit concerned about these burning questions. You know, you've never described them that way, so I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't been here in a month.
I got to leave work a little early yesterday since I had worked election night, so I took off a little early, went out. It was a beautiful day, went out to ASU and set off on the trail. I noticed before all the rain, y'all had cleaned up. You had done so much work out there to clean all the trees and the debris up, and then boom, here comes that flood. And did you see the pictures of the walking trail on Monday morning?
Monday,
this week's been a month long. So.
Saw them real early. Everything held up good, you know, what we had built in there. It held up. It did what it's supposed to, let the water go through. And so we still got some cleanup to do, but we had the Department of Corrections up here.
Mm-hmm. And they were out there
Friday. What we're going to try to do now that we've got that cleaned out again is we've got a little bit more to do. There's one little area there. It's kind of a no man's pocket. It's some land, but we're going to get that cleaned up too. We want that trail to be visible from the highway for multiple reasons. One, for people to know it's back there. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need to get out and walk, see the art walk. But primarily for the safety of the people that are walking it, you know, increase visibility just a little bit, and people might look down there. So now that we've got it cleaned up, we've got a good plan in place next year to maintain it all year and keep it looking like it does right now. We'll have to clean it up after a flood.
Did we put the trail a little too close to the creek?
No, we could only put it, there were only certain places we could put it within the easement we had. And but it is so nice back there, you know. And there's people out there every single day. You drive by down that bypass, somebody's on it.
Well, and they finished the work at McKay Park. You're going to be opening up that
we'll be opening
tomorrow,
up the,
right?
Yeah, we'll be opening up the first phase of that ADA accessible fishing pier and stuff tomorrow. I understand we've already got quite a few people each day from Sycamore Springs to go down there. They take their walker or whatever, and they go out there and they sit.
There's so many people out there just sitting. You have no idea. Every time I go walk, there's someone out there just sitting.
And we're hoping to hear, if not this week, next week. Daniel went down, it would be 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and made a presentation about the outdoor grant. Mm-hmm. And that grant will take that walkway, go all the way around the levee, and tie back into the new parking lot that we're fixing to build out there. So.
And the lights are going up at ASU. I got a meeting here. You got to get out of here. I got a meeting about how to help with the Coulter Celebration of Lights.
Well, you know, the lights are well underway out there. You know, it's just right around the corner. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things we really need, and we're still in need of, you know, is people to work the donation gates. And I challenge each and every business in town. You know, it's a lot of fun that night to take your real estate office, your dental office, your bank, take the gates on both sides. Not only do you have a lot of fun and meet a lot of interesting people that night, get to see a lot of happy kids that have seen the lights and old folks that have seen the light, but you're there working a donation bucket, but you can expose your business. And, you know, everybody says, okay, tonight I saw this real estate company out here, this bank, and it becomes fun. Last year, class of 1973, 50-year-old, all those people were out there. This year, the class of 74 needs to take them out. I challenge them to do that. But
how many volunteers are needed to work that? So if a business or someone's listening, how many
each
people?
Each night, you can work the gates with easily five people, two on one side and three on the other, something like that. You know, higher traffic nights, it goes up a little bit what you need, you know. The nights of the festival, when we'll have all the things going on, Mr. and Mrs. Claus and all those activities, it'll take a few more. But on average night out here, if you got two on one side and three to four on the other, you're in great shape.
What hours are
normally worked? We like for the volunteers to get there 5:15,
okay,
be ready to go. And we will most nights tell you you're going to be there till 9. If traffic is really, really slow, sometimes they pull out early. But if we're there on a night and traffic's still backed up down to Pinkston waiting to get in, we want you to stay as long as that traffic's there, because that's donations we could get right there.
I'd love to sign KTLO up for it, but you know, when we have to get to work about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, it makes it a little hard to commit to weeknight activities.
We could maybe take a Friday or Saturday, though.
Yeah.
Your face.
We can find a way for
Friday
you.
Friday or Saturday is available.
Exactly.
Look at Sammy in there with his arms raised. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I like the way you think, Kim. We can find an opportunity.
We'd love to work that 2 to 6 p.m. shift. That's kind of
Do you have
hours.
One of those? Yeah, we could do that, I think.
We'll find one.
Absolutely. So, city council meeting tonight, light agenda?
Very, very light. I think tonight we've got a property issue to deal with on a property that's been a nuisance in town for a long, long time. We'll hopefully get something done about that tonight. Our contract with Waste Connections up. We need to get that renewed. There's some good stuff coming in that new contract. The committees have all looked at it. It's time to do that, and we're hoping to get that approved now. We've been working on this about 7-8 months mm-hmm. with them, been back and forth. It's not like when we were dealing with Methvin. The very first one, they were just a small mom and pop type operation that grew on them. But Waste Connections is bringing some good stuff to us in this new contract, and we're looking forward to getting that approved.
Tonight. Monday's going to be a busy day in the city of Mountain Home as we celebrate Veterans Day. We'll all be down at Veterans Plaza.
It is, and we got some special guests coming.
Very special.
I don't know if you're going to see them.
I hope this community realizes what a big deal it is.
And this is the second time we've had them here. Mm-hmm. This is huge to have the crew and a commanding officer of the USS Arkansas here. And to have them here twice now, it's just a huge deal for them to come to Mountain Home. And the commissioning committee will be here, and they're going to participate, I understand, Monday morning at a Veterans Day event at Mountain Home School. I believe that's Freedom Isn't Free event down there. That morning, they'll be up on the plaza with us that day for the Veterans Day ceremony and have
Commander's
a role
our
in
keynote
that.
Speaker. Commander
I believe
Hale.
So. I believe there's, and I haven't seen the exact schedule and who's doing what that day. We've got a tour lined up. They want something to do after the ceremony before they have to head out. And thanks to Baxter Health. I still won't say Baxter Lab every now and then, but they'll get a tour of the plant and see. I thought that'd be a good thing for them to see, the impact that Baxter has on the entire world. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to go up and tour that Monday afternoon.
Very good. We'll see you there, sir.
All right.
I thank you both very, very much. Thank you, Mayor, for coming mm-hmm. in. Thank you, Heather, for the burning questions. I think the burningest was, are we going to help volunteer with the lights? Everybody needs to take a turn, volunteer for working those lights at ASU Mountain Home. Let's get to those number one songs on your birthday.